fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 27th of April. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical fitness, something all of us could do. I know I do myself. I work on my physical fitness every day. I want to encourage all of you to do your best to work on your physical fitness. We do have, for some period of time, we're not sure how long, my friend Professor James McCanney with us. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He is the author of, I believe, 12 or 13 books, more on the way as he can get to them. He is an advanced amateur archaeologist and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim. Hello, Jim. Okay, it looks like he's with us, but I can't hear him. Jim, we can't hear you, sir. I should also mention that Jim's web page is linked on my website at my website links page. Okay, well maybe Julie can figure out why I can't hear Professor McCanney. It looks like he's connected, and let me know. Okay, he's reconnecting. We got a caller here. We got David in Washington. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Hopefully, Professor gets on. Good morning, John.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question for the professor, and so if he doesn't get on a bit later, maybe.
Well, why don't we?
Go ahead.
Jim, are you with us? Let's put you back on hold, David, until Professor gets with us, and you can ask him your question directly. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, we'll put David back on hold. And I've known Professor McCanney for right at 21 years. He had a situation I helped him with professionally. That's how we got to know each other. We've met face-to-face a couple of times, and I don't know, countless telephone calls and emails over the decades. We've gotten to be pretty good friends over the years, I must admit. And if there's anything such as a Renaissance man, that would be Professor James McCanney. His work in archaeology has always fascinated me. He spends a lot of time in South and Central America researching the various Mayan, and I believe Inca ruins also, but I believe primarily Mayan ruins down there, and other archaeological artifacts that we don't know who created them, such as the Nazca Lines in Peru. Now, there's a mystery. Partly solved by Professor McCanny. He's working with Peruvian archaeological experts to get further resolution. But one of the things Professor McCanny has done in his varied career has been to design fractal antennas. Now, I'll explain that a little bit. You may recall your first cell phone back in the day had a little antenna that you would pull up to make it work. They no longer have those because they now have an internal fractal antenna. The most common petroglyph on the planet is a spiral. The spiral can also be a fractal antenna. Looks like my engineer is typing a lengthy note here for me that I'll get momentarily, and then I'll know what's going on, possibly. So it appears from Professor McCanny's. Okay. Looks like Professor McCanny is not going to be joining us for the next few minutes anyway. He's got some construction going on where he is, and the power is out. And when the power comes back on. So David in Washington, just be patient. We don't know when or if Professor McCanny will be with us. Regardless, going back to the Nazca lines, Professor McCanny's analysis is that these pictures in the desert made with rocks that are spread out over a couple of hundred square miles. And what they are, modern man did not know they existed until World War II. There have been no aircraft traveling over the Nazca Desert in Peru before World War II. The pilots started noticing when they were flying during World War II back and forth over the desert these drawings of made from rocks of animals and various creatures on the desert there. And that would have been in the 1940s, of course. A lot of speculation over the decades what these were, who made them, what their purpose was, and so forth. Professor McCanny has solved the mystery. They are, in fact, fractal antennas. Now, once you know that, man, Professor McCanny has demonstrated to my satisfaction that's, in fact, what they are. That brings up a whole set of questions. First of all, who created these, built these fractal antennas? Second, when were they built? Third, who were they communicating with? Excellent questions. And I don't know if we're any closer to having resolution to those questions or not. But it's fascinating. There's a whole, and I've talked about this occasionally, an entire area of study called, there's different names, but usually I hear it referred to as forbidden archaeology, sometimes hidden archaeology. Now, I've been fascinated with archaeology since I was a much younger man, and I've come to the conclusion that archaeology has two primary goals. One is to recover ancient technology. The other is to keep us from finding out about it. It's been said, and I have no doubt that it's true, when the U.S. Army went into Baghdad in the invasion of Iraq, that what was the first place the U.S. Army went to? The military headquarters? No. The government headquarters? No. The bank? No. It was a museum. That was their first and their primary goal when the U.S. Army entered Baghdad, was the museum. And the prizes that were locked up in that museum, which, of course, the U.S. Army stole them, and brought them back to be analyzed by U.S. scientists, U.S. government officials, U.S. archaeologists. How about that? Lots of examples of our ancestors having advanced knowledge of mathematics, metallurgy, architecture, all kinds of things in the ancient past. One of the ways they obfuscate and confuse is this whole alien agenda. Now, that's a complex area. The involvement of aliens in our world, alien technology, and so forth. And once again, being a homicide detective, I live in the world of evidence. There's evidence of high technology and advanced mathematics. It's easily found and well understood in mainstream archaeology. For example, the ancient Mayans were doing mathematical computations to 10 decimal points, something almost none of you have done once you left school. Obviously, if you're taking a mathematics course in high school or college, you would do complex mathematical computations. But almost none of us do that once we leave school because there's simply no need to, no reason to. For almost all of us, there's exceptions. But for almost all of us, that's the case. Why would you do a mathematical calculation to 10 decimal points? Why would you do such a thing? Well, the Mayans were. I recall during the year 2012, the Mayans had quite a few calendars. One of them ended in our calendar year 2012, one of the many. The rest did not. Well, certain individuals, I'm not going to name any names, I don't want to give them any notoriety, became convinced that this was going to be the end of the world as we know it. I knew it wasn't because of my friendship with Professor McCanning. I knew that there were multiple Mayan calendars, that this one that happened in our calendar year 2012 was a big, as Hillary Clinton would say, nothing burger. So Jim and I spent a lot of time in 2012 saying that December 21st, 2012, was simply the day before December 22nd and nothing else. Not the end of the world as we know it, and so forth. So that's what we did. Let's see what we got here. Okay, we do have David back for a question, even though Professor McCanny will not be with us. Go ahead, David.
So I just had a comment that for all the listeners to consider. And I was going to ask Professor some questions about it, but I guess really it's not necessary. And that's with the real possibility of the likes of Twitter becoming an actual free platform, you know, also the Truth Social coming up. I think now is the time for McCanny's listeners, your listeners, to start letting the normies, they call them, the general public, know about all of this work. The wing generator, the water filtration, the water contamination problems, the fractal antenna archaeology work that he's done. This is, I think, a great time to really put these platforms to the test and see if they really are open or if they do have control. Because obviously the professor's gone, talked about many times that he was probably the first person banned off of YouTube. If you make a comment about McCanny on YouTube, it gets shadow banned or removed instantly. And so now that right. These platforms are opening up, I think this is a great time to really take advantage of them and create an avalanche of information for people that are totally in the dark. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's time right now or in the near future. I know there's a transition taking place with the new owner, Mr. Musk. Has that time arrived where the censorship's gone, or is it just pending? I don't know the answer to that, David. Do you?
No, but it looks like it's trending that direction, and of course, once Truth Social comes totally on board. That's reported from the very beginning to be an open platform, you know, free speech platform. So I think it's a good time to start putting these to the test, because we know how sensitive, we know that Professor McCanney is protected at high levels to maintain his science work, but at the same time, when it comes to any of his information reaching the general public, it's quite filtered. And so I think this would be a great time to put some of these platforms to the test. And obviously I'm one person, so other listeners would need to do the same.
I agree. Anything else, David?
No, that's all. I'll let you continue. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I've never participated in this Twitter deal at all. I don't have any intention of participating in it. I'm not saying I won't in the future, but I have no desire to participate in that. I do have two Facebook pages, a personal one and one for my radio show, 5,000 friends, as they call them. Facebook will not allow anybody to put my website and as a post. TheLibertyMan.com will not be allowed. If you have a Facebook account and you attempt to send my website to somebody, TheLibertyMan.com, it'll be blocked. It won't be allowed. So typically what I do is I'll break it up. Well, I'll put the and then space, 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 liberty, space, 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 man, and then .com. And that confuses the AI to the point where hopefully people can piece back together thelibertyman.com and be able to go to my homepage, my website. YouTube, we dropped YouTube here. I had YouTube archives for many years. The censorship got to the point where we didn't want to deal with it anymore. And so we dropped YouTube. We now have my Rumble and Brighteon, as well as RBN Archives. So let's see here what we have. Rumble and Brighteon. I'm always amazed at the different platforms people listen to me on. But the there's three primary ones, Rumble, Brighteon, and RBN Archives, if you wanted to listen to my archives. So, yeah, well, I know there's many tens of millions of people who like to participate in Twitter, including President Trump. I believe President Trump had been banned from Twitter. I believe also that once President Trump is back on Twitter, assuming he chooses to do so, that would be a clear sign that Twitter has finally become a free and fair platform for free speech, which it can and should be. A lot of consternation and wailing and gnashing of teeth among the Democrats and liberals about Twitter opening up to freedom. But my response is, so what? Oh, well, that's what needs to happen. Getting back to the topic of archaeology, I have a stack of books about a foot tall, several thousand pages on the topic of forbidden archaeology. There's some prolific authors such as Jonathan Gray, who I've interviewed on this show quite a few times. He's an Australian archaeologist living and working in New Zealand, has written maybe a dozen or 13 books, something like that. Michael Cremo, that's C-R-E-M-O, Michael Cremo, has authored one very large volume, possibly some others. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee, no town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. I am the executive vice president of the company. You want to get ready for next winter? The time to do that is now. Liberator Rocket Heaters have no smoke, approved by every safety standard that there is to be approved by, rated at by the EPA at 99.5% efficient. Burns both softwood as well as hardwoods, of course. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. I've always been fascinated by archaeology. I think everybody is to a greater or lesser extent. It turns out pyramids are one of the most common structures on the planet, not just the three pyramids at Giza, Egypt. One in China is about twice the size of the one in Egypt, the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And the one in Bosnia is about 3 times the size of the one in Egypt. I haven't had a chance to visit any of these structures. When I went to Europe to be awarded the Prague Peace Prize in 2017, I was hoping to see the one there in Europe, in Bosnia. I didn't have, but three of the people who were there with me at the in Prague, they had just come from that, and they were fascinated by it. Mainstream archaeology, I think they're still attempting to deny that the pyramid in Bosnia is in fact a human built structure. The evidence is clear and convincing to me that it is a massive structure that for 2,000 years the people that lived near it thought it was just a really big mountain or hill. No, it's clearly a man-made pyramid, and the archaeological digs only began, I'm going to say, about 10 years ago or so. I do try to look up and see what's going on there maybe a couple of times a year. I haven't looked for probably 8 or 10 months to see what's the latest there. And, of course, you can tour it. They do have tours. Once again, just like with the Great Pyramid in Egypt and the one in China, we don't know who built them or when they were built. Now, the Great Pyramid in Egypt has had countless studies and analysis and speculation by different experts. One book I'm aware of, written by a Frenchman, he's got a PhD in concrete, by the way. He offers very strong evidence that the blocks are not cut from stone, that they're actually poured in place concrete blocks. And he presents the evidence to demonstrate that, which is very clear and convincing evidence, by the way, that the stones are not cut stones, but they're in fact concrete, which that raises more questions than it answers, quite frankly, but that's his analysis. There's no evidence that any pharaoh had anything to do with building the Great Pyramid in Egypt. No evidence whatsoever. There's no hieroglyphics inside the Great Pyramid. None. Not at all. No evidence that a pharaoh was ever buried inside the Great Pyramid. Nothing. That evidence does not exist. There seems to be a growing body of evidence that the Great Pyramid may have been a method to generate power. That seems to be where the analysis is going. I don't know. The nearby Sphinx, now there's an enigma. A lot of speculation about the possibility of a vast library of knowledge being hidden somewhere in that area of the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid. I don't know. Professor McKinney tells me that 90% of what there is to be found buried is yet to be found buried when it comes to matters of archaeology. I know locally here in South Central Missouri, one of the bigger employers of the area is Dole Run Mining. They primarily mine for lead in our area. They do extract other metals such as copper and silver in smaller quantities. But these men, they have stories, and frequently they have a cardboard box in a closet with artifacts that were recovered underground, artifacts, man-made artifacts, found deep underground. One of the things that the miners do is dig boreholes to find what's down there. And we have a break. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Okay, make sure I got the right page here so I can get any messages. I think I'm... Okay. This can be confusing. Here we go. Now I got the right page. All right. My website is thelibertyman.com. As of last week, revised and refreshed to make things quicker and easier to find. That's important. We all have limited time. Very important for me. I know it is for you also. I am so happy that Mike Lindell's people reached out to me. I'm now a dealer for all the MyPillow products. The pillows, the Giza sheets, they're so comfortable, the Giza sheets, towels, the slippers. I have on a pair of MyPillow slippers right now. They're just as comfortable as can be, sheepskin-lined slippers, up to 66% off. My friend over there at Health Masters, Dr. Ted Brower, I'm now an affiliate dealer for all his excellent vitamin and mineral supplements, the highest quality. Dr. Brower is a very dear friend. He's been at my kitchen table here in Davisville twice on two different trips. I've been his house guest down there in Florida, and a great guy, brilliant man, and so happy to be part of what he does with Health Masters. And of course, last but not least, energy cleaners. It's nice to be caught up on back orders. It was a struggle. these past 9 months. But every time I take an energy cleaner to the little country post office in Cherryville, I put it on the counter to go out priority mail, signature confirmation. I just think to myself quietly, here's one for the good guys. Here's another family that will be getting their health back, getting better sleep, waking up pain-free. And that's a good thing. If you have issues with pain, if you have issues with sleep, check out the energy cleaner. Are you doubting Thomas? Are you skeptical? I encourage that. That's why I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner, something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. That's what I do. So check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And want to send me a check, my address is right there. You already have your energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plus throws. I'm taking delivery of another 20 Micro Plus throws today or tomorrow. They're coming in from my supplier. And my toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, for your energy cleaner, your Micro Plus throw, is 800-592-9543. Okay. The topic of archaeology. Now, locally, now one of the things that these mining companies do, they drill down in various areas to find out what's below the ground. Is there something there that can be mined to make some money on? Lead, obviously, barite is a heavy white rock that's very dominant in the Ozarks. So one of these test bores, the men drilled down 40 feet, and what did they find? They found refined copper. Now, refined copper cannot exist in nature naturally. It can't. It's impossible. Refined copper cannot exist in nature. It can't. So they found this. They were astounded. They were amazed. They were shocked. They were told to close the hole and never discuss what they found. Never discuss it. 40 feet down is pretty darn deep. I mean, that's really deep. To find something that was fabricated by human beings. How far in the past? I don't know. I really don't know. Before coal mining techniques changed, what they used to do was drill and blast, and then bring out the chunks of coal and so forth. Well, now they have these massive grinding machines. There's no more drilling and blasting. They just grind their way through the coal deposit. But under the old method of drill and blast, all kinds of human-made artifacts were recovered, pieces of jewelry and other things which were contained in the coal seam, in the coal itself, inside the coal. Now, how old were those objects? How do you even begin to determine it? Because, first of all, they're metal. I'm not sure there's any way to determine the age of metal. Nothing I'm aware of. Maybe some technique I'm not aware of. Well, with the modern coal mining techniques, it's a rare occasion for human-made objects to be found. But another thing they did run into in these mining operations was structures underground, man-made rooms underground, and buildings underground. That's another thing they ran into. Once again, covered up and concealed. The men that observed these things, they were told to never talk about them again. And of course, some did. Of course, they did. I continue to be fascinated by the man-made tunnels that originate at the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I don't know how far they go. I know one place they go to is Hoover Dam, which is about 50, 60 miles away as a crow flies. Massive underground tunnels, structures, rooms, buildings in that complex. How vast is that complex? Well, vast enough to stretch for 50 plus miles. I measured it on a map. I believe that's what I came up with, was about 50 miles, give or take a little. Obviously, these were not barefoot peasants with stone tools making these tunnels. That's not possible. It was whoever made these tunnels had technology similar to ours to be able to dig tunnels that large and that lengthy. At least steel tools, at a minimum, steel tools. The first Caucasian to run into these tunnels was in the 1890s, I believe. He gained access on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, recovered ancient Egyptian artifacts, reported to the Smithsonian. All this was covered in a newspaper article in Arizona, never to be heard of again once the Smithsonian came in. Locally, here in Crawford County, the skeleton of an 8-foot-tall man was recovered in a cave. Smithsonian called in. That was the end of that story. This happens over and over again, multiple times, all over the country. The Smithsonian is the entity that conceals real archaeology. That's their job, is to conceal it, make sure the rest of the public doesn't find out about it. So there's a persistent story that the body of Nimrod has been reanimated. Now, that's a wild story. I'll have to see some evidence of that. I don't know if there's any truth to that or not. We're also hearing that the Chinese have been cloning human beings for quite a while now. Why not? If you can clone a sheep, what was it, Dolly, that was cloned? Why not a human being? Why not, I ask? I don't know. Apparently, wealthy people have access to that technology if they choose to. Looks like we got a caller here. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. You mentioned the refined copper that was buried 40 feet under the ground. So who said that nobody could talk about it? Which
the people that run the mine, the supervisors at the mine, told the men to never talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I looked up that find at the north rim of the Grand Canyon. That was an interesting one. I was at the Grand Canyon when I was a child, back around 1963. And you know, it struck me that that the reasons for the Grand Canyon, they had a museum there which you could see, and they talked about the rock and so on and so forth, and the Colorado River and whatnot. But I always figured there was more to it. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of the Hughes gravitometer?
I have not. What is the Hughes gravitometer?
Well, interestingly enough, I hit on it in the 1970s. I bought a book on physics, general relativity, or we'll just call it gravity, by three authors by the name of Misner, Thorne, and Wheeler. And it was published in 1973. And it had a fairly detailed photograph of the way to measure the gravitational field of the Earth by a set of solid bodies hooked together with springs, and it was put in satellites. These satellites would orbit the Earth, and each time the satellite would go around, it would do calculations on the density of the materials in the Earth. And of course, NASA was the one in charge, and probably by now, NASA has cataloged all the densities of everything in the Earth and knows exactly where everything is. Now, that copy of my book got lost or stolen. That's not germane to the story, but what is germane to the story is I borrowed a copy of the book from a local library nearby here that was published at a later date, but it was the same book. And I looked for the Hughes gravitometer, and it was not there. So at one point, this was declassified, and it would seem that it's become reclassified. And your Dr. McKinney might be able to shed some light on this Hughes gravitometer, because that would, if he's an astrophysicist.
Well, it'd be you should call in next Wednesday. Jim has an issue with the power being out where he is right now. But James, yeah. Call next Wednesday, and you can ask him yourself about that.
All right, I'll do that. And well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
We have some callers on hold here. First, we go to Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Excuse me. Yeah, here on the White Mountain Apache Reservation, this is stories I've been told. Back in the day, they'd be chasing the Apaches, and then they'd disappear. And apparently, there's catacombs. I guess they're natural made. I'm not for sure. All over this part of Arizona, eastern or central eastern Arizona, all through everywhere, and they did find some Spanish helmets at one time in these caves or catacombs, and like White River and all that. I guess there's just caves everywhere because we had a lot of volcanic activity here at one time. We're like covered with ashes, cinders.
All right.
And that's kind of interesting because we're not, you know, what, straight line, maybe 120 miles from the Grand Canyon to those caverns. And they go at least 30, 40 miles here, so it wouldn't be out of the realm for them to connect. But that's interesting.
Okay.
What's underneath here, we don't know. All right, thanks.
Okay, Scott, we appreciate
you. Go ahead.
Have you been inside any of these caverns yourself?
No, one guy keeps claiming he's going to take me to, he knows where our entrance is, but it hasn't happened yet.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, you know, you can barely squeeze through, and then it's a huge cavern underneath there.
Right.
I'm going to press him to do it.
Well, if you get a chance to take some photos and report back to us what you find.
I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, James.
Okay.
Scott, we appreciate it. Our next caller in Arizona again, we got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. And it's very nice here. It's 68 degrees in Phoenix. Yes, there are underground caverns all over Arizona. There's some very large ones down near below Tucson, Tombstone, all in there. But they're fascinating. Also, the gentleman up north, it sounds like he's up north, there's an ice cave if you go west out of Flag towards the ski lodge, the ski center, that road. There, to the south, there is a ice cave out there. It's fabulous. You have to hike back and go into this ice cave that was produced by lava. And it's really cool. And if you go and it's colder, the ice comes down from the ceiling, and you can go all the way back, and it ends where you're just able to sit back there. It keeps getting narrower and narrower. I don't know if they still let people sneak back there, but we used to sneak back there.
Right,
but anyway, I have another question. In northern Phoenix, maybe some of the Arizonans can answer this one. They've been having that major shaking out Diamond Valley, Ahwatukee area. And, you know, they had this story going, and then all of a sudden it's silent now. Nobody talks about it. Nobody brings it up. And they were doing an investigation, but then it just hushed. So I don't know what's going on out there. But the homes literally shake every day in this housing community. Pretty large area, too.
What's the cause of the shaking, if you know?
They were bringing it up and trying to blame it on a landfill that was north of this housing development, but they never got back to the story. It was on TV almost every day, and now they've completely hushed it. I'm trying to find out what's going on, but I'll probably...
Good for you. Right, right.
But anyway, I don't know what that...
Well, if you find out anything, let us know, Deborah. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for the call. We have a break coming up here momentarily. Maybe time for one more call after the break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer.
Excellent.
5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works.
Nick,
easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Taroka Fan works great. Like Extendivite very much.
Cami
seems to work as advertised. Thanks.
I feel a lot of
Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite.
5 stars.
Gary W, 5 stars.
All I can say is,
can't say enough. Great products. Free it. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I'm Peter Serfi with today's Liberty Minute. Find more at liberty-lighthouse.com. As soon as the news that Twitter is being sold to Elon Musk came out, several human rights groups raised concerns about hate speech. Elon Musk considers himself a free speech absolutist, while the Human Rights Watch statement said freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Amnesty International is worried about moderation, aka censorship, of hate speech. All of these groups expressing these concerns have forgotten that free speech is the foundational bedrock of all freedom. Hate speech, misinformation, disinformation, and blatant lies are all protected free speech. Personally, I hope the new community guidelines say something to the effect of, speak your mind, just don't break the law. You should be able to say anything that you want. But remember, you just might look stupid when you do. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. I got our next caller here, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Back to the cloning, I was curious. I think about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, you got a call in from, I believe it was Jerry Kirk, and he you said to him that, you know, to contact you offline, and he would share some information he had on that. Is there anything there you can share with us?
And not yet.
I'd like
not
to...
yet. Not yet.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. It's an interesting subject. That's all. Thank you very much.
Well,
I appreciate
okay.
it.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Top of the hour break coming up in a couple of minutes. Lots of things to pay attention to, lots of things to be aware of. I need to repeat myself, something that needs to be, it bears repeating frequently. More human beings will die in this calendar year 2022 than any year in human history. That's where this is going. People are starting to notice that the obituaries, you know, I don't know how many people read the obituaries in their local newspaper. It's probably a fairly small percentage, typically older folks. But people are starting to wake up to the inordinate, unusually high number of funerals that began in July of 2021. About what, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, thereabouts. Yeah. So it's becoming more obvious. And the mainstream media, of course, is paying no attention to this whatsoever, and I don't expect they will. Who are these people? Well, they're working-age people between 18 and 60 years old. They're dying. What are they dying from? Heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, other things. But, and we're already seeing a massive explosion of cancer, which will, of course, lead to cancer deaths as well. People dying of heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, and cancer, unless there's some kind of celebrity, that's not news. That's not news at all. That's routine matter. That's just people dying of things that people die from, is all that is. What's unusual is how many people are dying and their age and relative health. That's what's unusual. People in their 30s and 40s and 50s, even their 60s, that are otherwise height, weight proportionate, they're not diabetic, they have no pre-existing conditions with their heart or lungs, dying from strokes, heart attacks, blood clots. I mentioned, well, here's our break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.